You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is saliva? Drool, spit, slobber, whatever you want to call it, it's the liquid our mouth makes to help us eat. Saliva is part of the digestive system. It moistens food, makes food easier to swallow, and even helps break down and digest the food. Saliva is produced by special organs called the salivary glands. The chemical composition of saliva, or spit, is probably what you'd expect. It's mostly water, about 99% water. It's the rest of saliva that makes it so interesting. While we think of the mouth as having germs, and yes, there are many microbes in the mouth, saliva has antibodies to control microbes that live in the mouth. These antimicrobial compounds protect the mouth and salivary glands from getting infected and decrease plaque on your teeth. Many of the elements present in spit are also in blood. These include sodium, which has the symbol Na, potassium, which has the symbol K, calcium, which is Ca, magnesium, which is Mg, chlorine, Cl, iodine, I. It also has bicarbonate, a compound of hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. Bicarbonate helps control the pH in your mouth, so it's not too acidic and not too basic. Another component of saliva is, yeah, you guessed it, mucus.
Ew.
Mucus helps to moisten food and keep the mouth moist. It's made of water, salts, proteins, sugars, dead skin cells, and antimicrobial compounds. Finally, spit also has many enzymes, which are the chemicals that help digest food, the proteins, fats, and starches. The enzyme amylase breaks down the starch into simpler sugars. In fact, here's an experiment to try at home and show the starch-to-sugar breakdown. Your kids will absolutely love this one. Fill 1 teaspoon with spit. This could take a few minutes. Put it into a small, clear glass or white cup. Place 1 teaspoon of water into a second glass or white cup. Get a cracker, crush it into powder, and add 2 pinches into each glass. Then add 1 teaspoon of water to each glass. Using 2 separate spoons, so you don't contaminate your experiment, stir each glass, 1 spoon for each glass. Then wait 5 minutes. During this time, the glass that has the spit is breaking the starch into sugar. After the 5 minutes, add 2 drops of iodine into each glass and stir using the 2 separate spoons again. Iodine reacts with the starch only, not the sugar, and changes in color from brown to blue-black. The spit glass, where spit enzymes converted starch to sugar, stays brown. Well, we've just learned a little bit about saliva. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.